Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In our text today from 2 Timothy, Paul wrote that all Scripture is God-breathed. In our Lutheran circles, we call this verbal inspiration. And we understand it to mean that God breathed into the hearts and the minds of the writers of the Bible the exact words, the exact thoughts that he wanted recorded. And thus, when we read the Scriptures, we're not simply reading man's words about God, but we are, in fact, reading the very words of God himself as written down by men. And thus, the words of the Scriptures are authoritative for our lives because they are directly from the mouth and the mind of God. But how that verbal inspiration worked and played itself out, we aren't really sure. For example, when Paul wrote about a time that would come in the future when people would not put up with sound doctrine, but instead gather around themselves folks, teachers, who would say what their itching ears wanted to hear, did he know when that time would be? Were Paul and the other biblical writers given some insight and understanding as to what it was they were all writing? We're not really sure. And if so, as to what extent? But if they were, perhaps Paul was the first to get a glimpse of what 21st century America looked like. Because I cannot think of a time in the world's history when folks have been more bent on finding teachers and leaders and friends and such who say simply what they want to hear than here and now in 21st century America. If you want to believe that eating breakfast is the right way to start the day, you can find folks on the internet who are saying that. And if you want to believe that starting off your day with breakfast is totally irrelevant, you can find folks on the internet who are saying that too. And that same thing is true of smoking marijuana, or vaping, or climate change, or the effects of having an abortion, or the nature versus nurture argument about homosexuality, and on and on and on. No matter what it is that you believe or you don't believe on any subject, you can fairly easily find someone out there in internet land who is saying exactly what your ears want to hear. And this is true in spiritual matters also. You know, if you want to believe that a person's gender is a matter of choice, you can find churches and preachers who are teaching that. And if you want to believe the opposite, and find churches and preachers that say that gender is not fluid, that it's not a matter of man's choice but God's will, you can find that too. The same is true with the exclusivity of Christ, or the nature and the necessity of baptism, or the institution of marriage, and on and on and on. No matter what you believe, you can find someone out there who will tell you and who will teach you exactly what you want to hear. But doing that is a dangerous way to live your life. Imagine what would happen to our health if we only went to doctors who would say to us that you can go ahead and eat whatever you want to eat, regardless of your diabetes. What would happen to our marriage and our family if we only hung out with friends who were supportive of us having an extramarital affair? What would happen to our faith, our salvation, if we only listened to preachers and went to churches who put cultural relativity above biblical Christianity? In the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John are recorded these words of Jesus, which are coincidentally, also my confirmation verse. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus here reminds us that it is the truth that sets us free. And thus, if I am an overweight diabetic who loves cheeseburgers and milkshakes, I need a doctor who will tell me the difficult truth about changing my eating habits in order to free me from my sooner than later grave, which I'm about to put myself in, if I don't change my diet. And if I'm a middle-aged man trying to relive my youth by cheating on my wife, I need friends around me who will call me out and speak to me the hard truth about marital commitment in order to free me from the heartache and the family destruction that my actions are going to cause if I don't learn to honor my wife and honor my marriage. And if I'm a Christian who is letting our 21st century American culture determine what I believe to be right and acceptable and true instead of God, then I need a pastor and I need a church who will point me to the challenging truths of God's Word so that I might be freed from the lies that can only serve to lead me away from God and away from my salvation. Jesus said that it was by holding to his teaching that we would know the truth, and that might by knowing the truth, we would be set free. And that's because by holding to his teaching, we get to know him, the one who is the way and the truth and the life. By holding to and learning the scriptures, we get to know Jesus, the one who suffered and who died on a cross to free us from the chains of our sin, and who rose from a grave to give us that gift of everlasting life with himself in heaven. And thus, Paul wrote to Timothy that the scriptures are able to make us wise for salvation. For you see, Paul knew what John would later then write down, that all of the scriptures testify to Jesus, and that they were written down with the express purpose of pointing us to Jesus as our Savior from sin sent by God, that we might then believe in him and be given that gift of life. False claims and blatant lies never lead to anything but destruction. That is true with our health. It's true in our relationships. And it's true with our walk with God, too. And thus, surrounding ourselves with people who only tell us what we want to hear instead of what we may need to hear is a recipe for disaster. It's only the truth that can set us free. And nowhere is that more true than in our walk with God. Only Jesus has taken away the punishment of our sin. Only Jesus can lead us to everlasting life. May we thus each and every day of our lives seek to follow and to know Jesus, the one who is the truth, the one who alone can teach us and rebuke us and correct us and train us up in righteousness, that we might truly then be free. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.